This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This song is more appropriate than ever before. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all be friends? I consider all of you friends, and I know that Victoria and Kara are considered friends, and they consider you friends as well. Help yourself with the conversation. What you need to know about the continuing, and this sounds like a silly CNN, the continuing story of what's going on. In Dallas. It isn't just Dallas. It's not a story of Dallas. It's a story of our country and maybe a story around the world. Life, prejudice, people's understanding or misunderstanding of what reality is, living in a world of racial violence, white and black, the murders of these people caught on video earlier last week, which led to the circumstance where an innocent Dallas policeman, just looking to protect the rights of protesters to speak at a peaceful rally, gunned down by a lone black man who had hatred in his heart. He had gone to some place called the Academy of Combative Warrior Arts. Huh? Why do we need to have a combative? I mean, that's a free country. Why is there need for, or why would there be interest in, a place, combative warrior arts, unless you, well, I wonder about this in general, maybe this place in specific. The founder is a guy named Justin Everman. His statement was corroborated by the police. There are a lot of suspicious characters now, and it seems to me, it feels to me, Victoria, like we're going back to the time when the IRS said, if your next-door neighbor is living beyond his means, you should report him to the IRS.
When did that happen?
Oh, that's about 12, 14 years ago. Maybe longer than that now that I think about it. The IRS was on a campaign to have neighbors rat on their neighbors. So if your neighbor just bought a new boat, you should call us. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, because the suggestion was, if it looks like your neighbor is living beyond his means, he's cheating the government of tax revenue. So,
right.
In this, now in the atmosphere that we're living in, we have people who, you know, reporting all kinds of suspicious characters. We go to the airport and you listen to the announcements. If there's someone, if there's a suspicious bag around, call the nearest police or TSA representative so that the bag can be turned. Everybody's guilty of something. There's dirt being done everywhere. Are we ever going to have the peace and quiet that we, many of us, grew up around? Even in suburban areas, even in rural areas of this country, is there any peace? Can we have peace? Or are we just too big and out of control, too angry, too nervous? Whatever it is. And then there's the conspiratorial side of me that thinks, all right, well, let's shoot him up on the white police officers, kind of calm down, or at least that was the suggestion or intent from some. All right, this will quiet things down, but it didn't. Protests over the weekend were more aimed at black, depending on your interpretation, the outrageous events that took place last week that affected black men. I think one of them is a slam dunk in the bad category. The other one I'm not so sure of yet. But that fellow, is that how you pronounce his name? Castile? I think it is.
Yeah, Philando Castile.
I don't see how you're going to ever come out of that thinking that he was anything other than an innocent person. It should not have. There's no way that went down the right way. No way that I can see. The other one, maybe. I don't know. You have to do a little stretching there. But as is usually the case here, trying to find the good side of all of this, brings us around to a crowdfunding site called Razoo. You're familiar with that? Razoo started a fundraiser to support the Dallas police victims and their families after the shootings last week. This is a group that's working with police to determine the best way to funnel donations directly to the victims and their family members. The site announced that it has waived its standard 5% processing fee in order to give the full amount raised to the organization. I'm not familiar with this, Victoria, the Razoo. I know GoFundMe, we talk a lot about them.
It started, I think, later after Indiegogo and GoFundMe and things like that and Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. But it's another one of the same, you know, very similar.
But is it a for-profit? Normally it says, well, it takes 5% out. I think GoFundMe takes
some percentage out. I don't
but
know.
But GoFundMe is normally a non-profit or a way to help.
Yeah.
People, this is, I don't know.
Kickstarter takes a percentage, Razoo takes a percentage, and Indiegogo does too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, how much money have they raised? Do you know?
I do not know yet, but I don't know that they're making that public, but we can find that out.
This is a good way for us to sort of funnel some of our angst, and it is, we're a very giving country. You know, we're a strange country. We really are. Maybe it's because there are so many people from so many different places that it makes us an interesting place, and that's putting it mildly. We are, we're maybe some people think we're too diverse. Are we? Is there any such thing as too much diversity? There is something that is on the other side of it. There's too much singular thinking. I think you find a lot of that in the Middle East. More in the Middle East than anywhere else on our planet. Singular thinking. There are other countries and places where it's hard to find diversity, and they don't want diversity. The Middle East doesn't want diversity. They just don't. It's just obvious by what's going on in many different corners over there.
I don't think we're diverse enough, and I think there are so many communities where a lot of racial tension, and not even just racial, it's against other religions. I mean, that mentality comes from a homogenized upbringing, and when everything is all the same and then one thing becomes different, whether it's a religion or a family that moves into town that's different from everyone else, that seems to be where we get into a lot of trouble. So I think we are not diverse enough.
How do you fix that? Do you force diversity into an area?
No, it's a mentality. I think it's a mentality as well. It's just there should be a genuine curiosity that
why
people
should there
have.
Be? Why should there be?
Because we don't live because we live in a country that has pockets of great diversity. Mm-hmm. So it's un-American to not think about diversity and embrace diversity. That's supposedly what our country was founded on, but everyone seems to forget what we were actually founded on. And
We were founded on a principle of wanting to get away from the Brits. That's what we were founded on. The principle of having religious freedom and getting away from the tyranny of the of the British leadership.
But then to go and perpetuate the same notions that we were trying to escape to begin with has been a big problem for our country. And I don't know, it's a shame that we've gotten away from that.
It seems like we were
fighting our own fight. Oh, well, we're being religiously persecuted. Then let's go start let's start our own country. And then it started out okay. And then let's just perpetuate all the same ugliness that we were trying to get away from.
I don't think we ever started out okay. We had slavery beginning.
But I think the ideology for a lot of religious freedoms in the beginning, I think we had the right idea.
There's a difference
really
between
off course.
Ideology and reality, and that maybe is why we have the conundrum that we have right now. Good, interesting food for thought. Quarter past the hour. Here's some food for thought as you think about deflation, as you think about your investments, as you think about your money. How are you doing in the return department, in the security department? If we put the two together, returns and security, it seems like it's an oxymoron because one doesn't equal the other anymore, or does it? How about an 8% yield over 1 year with monthly checks coming to you that you can take Well, you can reinvest the money, if you like, in the Commercial Real Estate Income Fund. The website for Commercial Real Estate Income Funds is just that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Watch the video. See what can happen to your money. $25,000 is the minimum requirement. A lot of people are calling 888-444-2102 to get information about these funds, which lend money to commercial real estate developers. They use it to renovate existing properties or build new ones. And because real estate doesn't fluctuate much in value, at least while it's being built, the people who are looking to get out of the stock market because it's so volatile and get out of the bond market because there's nothing there, look at something like this and think, wow, this is a great idea. So why not find out for yourself? Call 888-444-2102 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. See what you can do with your money. Watch as it explains how you're protected, what you get out of it. This is an alternative way, an alternative source to get a secure 8% in a 0% world. Go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call them at 888-444-2102. 5-minute video at the site you can watch, which explains it all. 888-444-2102, 8% guaranteed secure.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
C.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Animals tearing up the floor, eh? 23 and change after the hour, the musical portion of this hour of the Good Day program with Victoria and Kara and Jennifer Lopez, who brought her 8-year-old twins to see Lin-Manuel Miranda in his last appearance in Hamilton. Final performance this weekend, also in the audience. Jane Fonda, John Kerry, Spike Lee, Mariska Hargitay. A lot of people outside the theater. It was pouring rain, I think. Saturday night was really
Torrential downpours.
Yeah. Interesting how this fellow, Lin-Manuel Miranda, has come from obscurity, how that happens sometimes, although he certainly has been in the trenches for a long time. I never heard of him before this. He's had an interesting career, but I just, I never, for one, for maybe a, a white boy from the suburbs, I never heard of this guy. And he created this whole idea. Why he's bowing out, he's going to do some other things. But doesn't the show suffer, Victoria? What's this? Well, on the street in New York where you are, isn't there a wondering of how well the show will do without him being in it? Or is it mature enough now so doesn't
you know,
make a difference who plays these roles?
I asked that same question. The guy who's taking over already plays Hamilton once a week when Lin-Manuel's one night off. Mm-hmm. So that guy's stepping into the role. I forget his name, but I'm sure we'll all know it soon enough. But he is stepping into the role full time. And I asked the same question. I said, but without Lin-Manuel, doesn't it lose a little bit of spark? And everyone that I know in the Broadway community and in the theater world, they said, no, the ticket sales haven't dropped off at all. So it's still a force to be reckoned with, so it's kind of incredible.
And I think he's still going to come back for a few shows every now and then, so I think
he's going to pop
the excitement that he might possibly pop in one night will keep people going.
That's at a charity event raising money for a dog and animal shelter and honoring my friend Warren Eckstein here in L.A. on Saturday night. And one of the things that they had in the silent auction was a pair of tickets to go to Hamilton, and the starting bid was $1,800.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what they finally get to, because they went to the silent auction after I practically fell asleep. So I said, Warren, he got his award. 99, I'm going home. So I don't know how much they ended up getting for it. But it's certainly in people's minds, that's for sure. So after the last performance he was in, before he came out to the after party, he cut his hair, left his ponytail on the dressing room floor. And
he was definitely ready to say goodbye to Alexander Hamilton for a bit.
All right, so that's that corner of the musical world. Here's another story about another person who's been involved in the musical world. There is, I don't know what attention has been paid to her lately, Chaka Khan, who was really someone who came out of the later part of the disco era with this song and some others. She and Prince were longtime friends who collaborated on a number of tunes in the 70s and the 80s. She's entered a drug rehab program to battle her addiction to prescription drugs. Man, this is like an epidemic. Good God.
No.
She's 63 years old. She decided to get help because of Prince and his death. She's addicted to the same stuff for more or less the same reasons. It's fentanyl, the painkiller that led to Prince's death in April. She said, quote, "I will miss concert appearances over the summer. However, it's vital that I put my health and well-being first." Yes, I would say that was a very intelligent thing for her to be doing. But I think you look around and you see my son, who's a drug and alcohol counselor here in L.A., number of people that are addicted to things like this is it's over the top. It's frightening and surprising all at the same time. 28 past the hour.
If you want to be heard, become a better listener. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It might sound counterproductive to say, if you want to be heard, become a better listener. But here's the fact. The more people around you feel heard, the more likely they are to take the time to listen to you. So many times people in relationships feel unappreciated and unheard. And because of the pain they're in, they work harder and harder to be heard. But here's the catch. They usually work harder, not smarter. Working harder in this case means talking more, explaining yourself more, and things like that. But if you want a key to having others hear you, then take the time to listen to them first. Listen to where they are with things, and I mean really listen. The more people feel heard, the more likely they will open up to listening themselves. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetre.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Right ideas. That's what I believe is the hallmark of this radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Killen, and I was going to put Kara
Killen. Victoria Killen and Kara Sheelan.
I was going to be Kara Killen. That'd actually be and Victoria Sheelan. Be an interesting
Kara Killen. That sounds like my supervillain name.
Yeah, right.
Like
really, you're a supervillain too.
Are you a supervillain, too?
I've been told that I was.
Oh.
It depends.
We should make a movie about ourselves.
Some real ones versus the not-so-real ones. So here we are on Monday, the 11th of July, thinking it would be nice if we could sort of turn our attention to things other than Dallas, other than the police, other than the shootings last week. By the way, the that crowdfund at Razoo has netted $18,600. If you want to give to it, you go to Razoo, R-A-Z-O-O, and then go to Dallas Officer Foundation, I think. Isn't that what they
The Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation.
Fallen Officer
it's
Foundation.
Right on the homepage there if you want to donate.
The Assist the Officer Foundation Dallas provides financial support to police officers and their families there. when killed in the line of duty. It's accepting donations. We'll give 100% of the funds at the donor's request. You can choose to give directly to the families of the officers, or you can give funds to the foundation's counseling services to support Dallas police who need emotional counseling, therapy, that sort of thing. All you have to do is specify in the comments section of the donation form where you would like the money to go. And they're still looking for blood. This is one of the places where I sort of stop and take a breath for a moment, because I have no use for the Red Cross other than in circumstances like this. But there are other ways. If you don't like the Red Cross like I don't, you go to the local hospital and give them the blood bank. Or there are ways that you can have the blood earmarked for what is needed. Although I think at this point in time, it's always good to have more blood in the blood bank for whatever the purpose is. But I think most of the people who had life-threatening, who were injured, were there 9 people, 11 people? I've forgotten what the number is of those who were shot. They're in stable condition now, and they're okay. One of the things that when you look at the aftermath of the weekend, there's a picture that many people think is going to symbolize the protesting. A protester being grabbed by police who are in riot gear. This is a lady who said no. She was asked to leave the street or the motorway in front of the police department, and she said no, she would not. And that picture was taken by a guy at Reuters, showing this woman standing in the middle of the street in quite an attractive dress, and the way they were approaching her. I wonder if that becomes symbolic. Have you seen it, either of the two of you?
No, I'm going to go and look at it right now.
Okay, just go to the CNN page and you can see it. But I wonder if that is, it's pretty much all over the place now. It is, but she's just standing there, and they come at her in riot gear. It doesn't look good. It's not a good picture. It's very powerful. Not a good picture for the police. I don't think it's a good picture for the police. I'm looking at other stuff that's on Twitter, things on social media. So what do you, when you've looked around social media in the last day or so, Victoria, what are you coming away from conversation? What are people saying? Is it diverse? Is it varied? Or are there a lot of the same sort of comments?
Well, I think just in general, I've noticed there seems to be a shift towards the positive, which is really nice. Yesterday, the interfaith service that was held in Dallas, which ended with hundreds of people standing online waiting to just hug the police officers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there seems to be a shift to positivity, and I think that it's nice to see. I mean, the problems aren't going away, but it seems like there might be a small shift that maybe we can work together and that we can have some positivity to come out of it.
One of the things that troubles me, you hear me say this a lot, the replay over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, the traditional news media, and now the social media, some of it's becoming the same as the news media, CNN especially, guilty of playing the same video over and over again. It makes it tough for those of us who reject this type of behavior, who have children, grandchildren. I wonder, I had breakfast yesterday with my 2 children and my grandson, and wondered what he would think or will think, because these sorts of things will continue. That just is the way it is. What's it in 10 years going to be like for him as a 10, 11, 12-year-old trying to put this stuff all together? I would be surprised if they weren't still living in Los Angeles. So when I go back to when I was that age and the kind of protesting that started in the 60s, it started with Martin Luther King. It started with the same kind of trouble that we have now, and then went on to focus on the unjust war that was Vietnam, that kind of stuff. There was racial violence when I was a kid. There was violence against the government. And I think to myself, okay, this is the 60s all over again. What have we learned? Where are we? How are we different than we were then? We haven't really learned. Is that the human condition? This racial violence? And is there a way, as Victoria was suggesting, to put an end to the hatred. 99% of our country is made up of absolutely wonderful people who don't condone or encourage any kind of violence. And I think this is a stat worth remembering, because you won't hear it on the television news and you won't see it in the social media circles. I haven't seen it. I think the social media has been damnable, irresponsible. I think there's a lot of crap. And that's part of what you have to sort of weed out. We pay a lot of attention to it these days because it's in our face. That doesn't mean that it's right, it's that it's accurate. It's just there. The people who were the first, some of the first responders, there's between the lines, you see the story, as Victoria was suggesting, who do good things in bad situations. And in my mind, and I'm a Pollyanna to be sure, but I have my conspiratorial side, I have my questioning side, but I do think that this, the business about the crowdfunding, for example, that represents the best of what America's about. But the make no mistake about the hatred, make no mistake about the anger, make no mistake about the fear that travels through. We keep talking about all of these planets that we find, and they're how many light years away, and we multiply 186,000 miles per second.
I don't know why we don't just have a dedicated segment for math.
Yes, we ought to have that. Yes, maybe we should do that. I think that the hatred is traveling at the same speed as the speed of light here, because you get it onto social media. I mean, you see some pretty outrageous stuff. Good for the black guy who shot up the white cops. You know, obviously a posting from someone who felt the same way as this guy did. And that gets as much attention, streamed live on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, probably more of those two than any other. Wouldn't you agree, Victoria, that Facebook and Twitter would be the ones where of the social media?
Yes.
Now, the other side of it is social media is an excellent source of exposing wrongdoing, but it's also an excellent source of starting a riot. The situation that changed in Egypt, what was that, 4, 5, 6 years ago? 7 years ago, the end of Sadat, that came about completely as a result of social media. Completely! The whole thing was generated by images on social media. So,
Well, see, social media, this is the thing. Social media is just an extension of a human. And it's an extension of a human brain. So it's always going to be flawed and imperfect. But there's going to be good things, there's going to be bad things. It's
you see humanity.
Social media isn't a beast of itself. It's just it's an extension of a person now.
Yeah.
So it's just a person's opinion, and then there's sometimes a groundswell of the same opinion. Mm-hmm. But that's the same as if you're in a restaurant or you're in a bar and you meet up with other people who are strangers, and you all turn out to share an idea or not. So, I mean, people blame social media for so much stuff, and it's like, well, no, social media is just one single person behind each keyboard. That's all it is.
I think where the blame comes is how much exposure a single photo can get, how it can be very quickly. And I thought some of the things that were shown over the weekend were compelling. But each person has a different idea about what's right and wrong or what's good or bad. And so you see it's not filtered. There are those who say, well, we don't have the news media to filter things. The damnable news media has been filtering things for their along their line of thinking for way too long.
Yeah, we're getting a more accurate picture of what's happening now than ever before.
You're getting sort of the raw stuff.
Yep, exactly.
The raw footage of what's going on and the raw feelings that people have, like them or not, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of crap in the world. All right.
There's also a lot of good.
Yeah.
A lot of good.
And here's something that's really good. Those of you who are pursuing a healthy lifestyle, clean eating and exercise, enough rest, and super beats. Because your health and well-being is all determined by the blood flow. It's blood flow. And because beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, helps support healthy circulation, keep your blood pressure down. Healthy blood pressure. That's the super way to experience super beets. Easiest way to get this natural dietary nitrate is to call 800-655-4183. It's gotten to the point now where people have built up a mountain of stories listening to me talk about Victoria taking super beats and Kara taking super beats, Jennifer taking super beats, Richie takes super beats. There's no diagnosis here on my part other than knowing what I experience myself. I can feel it when I drink a 4-ounce glass of super beats powder having been mixed in to the water. It gets to you very quickly, opens up the veins and the arteries, so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ of your body. And that's what gets you to feel the results. So if you've never tried Super Beats, call 800-655-4183 and order your first supply. Get a 30-day supply free. When you order a regular supply, it'll come right to your house very quickly. You'll get on it very quickly. You'll feel better very quickly. Understand your body. With the first order comes a book called Beat the Odds, which explains how the beets work. Why is it beets and not carrots or not spinach or whatever? You'll understand and you'll like what you feel when you're using Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Every time I mention this, people go to the phone, call up, I want to order for the first time. I've listened enough. I want to try it. Tastes great. You'll take Super Beats every day. You'll feel the energy, the stamina. I want you to feel it. Call 800-655-4183 or go online to DougLikesBeats.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you've got toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your active wear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there, you do the active wear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit, and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. Police are warning Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go players to be extra careful.
Pokemon, man, that's been around for a long time.
You gotta wonder what in the world is going on with that. There's an interesting twist to this in light of recent events. We'll talk about it in a moment here. Tech Talk time at 54 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, let's get to this 56 past the hour now. Victoria and I, when we examine things that are going on in the world of technology, I'm liable to tee it up, and then she hits the ball. And so in this circumstance, yeah, I just listened to Kara and Victoria talk about all these people they know who are playing Pokemon Go. Everybody I know. Well, you know me, Kara, and I don't play it. So
everyone we know except us.
Except me.
Hey, right, that puts you in a really good category, though. I am not playing it either, and neither is Kara. So all three of us are we're on the good side of this. But yeah, Pokemon Go. I mean, there have been so many warnings recently. People are walking into walls. People have been walking into traffic. People get so obsessed with this game. It's a GPS-based game.
It's as bad as it's the same sort of thing as happens with the social media people are following as they're walking along the street with their smartphone.
Yeah, it's true. It's just another thing that people are now addicted to. The danger, though, is coming from O'Fallon, Missouri. The police department there are saying that 8 different incidents of robbery and muggings are related to the Pokemon Go game because it's a GPS-based game where you have to go to certain areas to pick up things, imaginary things for the game. And now they're saying that players, there's a group of 4 men between the ages of 16 and 18 who are luring people into isolated areas and then robbing them through this game. So the police are cautioning parents, if you have kids who are playing this game, make sure you know where your kids are going, because if this is just happening in Missouri, it's going to happen everywhere else too.
Nothing good out of that. Ever. I remember the Pokemon, watching it go across the screen, the little yellow thing eating up whatever was in its way, and I thought, oh, that's scary. People thought it was funny. I never thought it was funny. I thought it was absurd, frankly, but that's just me. Now, some new apps to talk about that will help you if you want to avoid products that have GMO in them. If the government isn't going to take care of it, well, then there's a way of getting it. The Senate bill that was passed last week requires companies to disclose whether their products have GMO in them. And so now you've got, what, 3 different examples here of these GMO, non-GMO apps?
And a lot of people are very critical of this bill, that it doesn't do enough. And I know we've talked about this, too. Yeah. 3 apps that you can use right now that are free. Buycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T. This is a great app that I've used. If you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, Buycott is an app that will, it helps you trace the food items back through the production chain to keep you informed of all the ingredients from every different level. That's a great app to take to the food store with you, or the food store, as you call it, which I now say.
The food store.
Yes.
It's the market, the supermarket.
The grocery store. Yeah. Another app that is called True Food, and that provides a real-time guide to shopping for non-GMO ingredients. Every day the app gets updated with news alerts and new tips on how to avoid GMO products and where to find suitable alternatives.
How would you use that? You go to the app, but if you're in the store, how do you apply it when you're in the store?
Well, a lot of these apps have a scanner. So if you pick up a box of pasta, scan the QR code, it'll tell you if there are GMOs in there. Yeah. And then the third one is Shop No GMO, and that has 23 different food categories that contain no GMOs, and also is helpful when you're dining out at a restaurant, which is a new twist on it.
Yeah, that's a good application for sure. Helpful information from your helpful friends on the Helpful Doug Steffen program. At 59 past.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.